Minister, there is a very serious crisis in the inshore fishing sector. They have been denied the ability to fish for pollock, and they are questioning the methodology behind all of that. But what has developed now since is that the price of crab, lobster — we had the crisis with shrimp last year, that's ongoing — but crab, lobster and a range of our shellfish species, the prices have either halved or just collapsed. And they urgently need support. They've engaged with Minister McConlogue a number of times in meetings, and they, at this stage, urgently need support from the state. The, you know, my job as a Sinn Féin fisheries spokesperson is engaging with fishermen all around the coast, and I know you represent a coastal community too, so you'll understand the issues. But what I'm reporting to you from all around the coast is actually quite heartbreaking, because you're talking about people who have intergenerational experience in their communities, coastal communities, island communities. And I know there's been a lot of talk of crisis, particularly after Brexit, right across the industry, but I'm specifically focusing my comments on the inshore sector tonight. They would have had opportunities to fish salmon in the past. That's not there now. Pollock is not there now. The spur dog option hasn't materialised because of the size that's allowed to be caught. It just isn't working. So all they had left was shellfish. And like, I'm talking to fishermen. I met a fisherman in Wexford recently, and he read out a message from another fisherman, and he broke down. And he'd already told me before that his son has left. There's nobody left in his family but him. They're going out fishing on their own in many instances, which is not safe, but they have to do it. And he broke down, and the other fisherman clearly was somebody that's — I would be worried for his well-being. And that's how devastated they are about what's happening. I don't know why this has not been shouted from the rooftop. I don't know why the media doesn't seem to have the interest in fishing, but there is a profound crisis. And that impacts not just in terms of fishermen themselves, but of course in the fish processors. And if you talk to the representative organisation, fish processors, they'll tell you the same. I cannot stress how urgent it is for the government to intervene, to try to give them some financial support to keep them going. Because if something isn't done soon, I genuinely tell you that we're facing a collapse of our traditional fishing industry, and starting with inshore and working our way. You know, already we've decommissioned another huge percentage of offshore boats. I've just been talking to too many inshore fishermen now to doubt that this is a profound, unprecedented crisis. The collapse of shellfish is just the final straw. They didn't get any support in terms of fuel subsidies. They didn't get tie-up schemes after Brexit. And I just cannot stress how urgent it is now to have an intervention, to have some confirmation tonight that there will be financial interventions. I know if this happened to the agriculture industry, we wouldn't let it happen. Government would have intervened before now. So just because the numbers of fishermen are small compared to the agricultural community, we cannot let this tradition, this noble tradition, just die. You know, and that's the stage. I don't exaggerate what I'm saying. I've talked to too many now, double-checked what's happening. This is serious and profound at this stage.
Antara.
Thank you, Deputy, for raising this issue, and I'm taking this on behalf of Minister McConlogue. Minister McConlogue is very aware of the challenges facing the inshore fishermen at the moment, and met with representatives of the inshore fleet recently to discuss these. You're aware that the European Maritime Fisheries and Aquaculture Fund, EMFAF, is the primary source of funding for the Irish seafood sector. It provides a budget of €258 million for the programme period 2021-27. The EMFAF regulation is aligned with the objectives of the Common Fisheries Policy, CFP, and makes no provision for the fund to be used to compensate fisheries for reductions in quota. The EMFAF regulation allows funding to be used to compensate for losses and increased costs caused by market disturbance only where the Commission makes an implementing decision to allow Member States to do so. At present, no such implementing decision is in place. At Agri-Fish Council in December 2023 and March 2024, Ireland and a number of Member States supported a request to the Commission to extend the previous implementing decision in relation to the conflict in the Ukraine until the end of this year. The Commission has not yet indicated whether it will do so. If we wish to put supports in place outside the EMFAF programme, we are constrained by EU state aid regulations, which restrict the type of aid that Member States may put in place in the fisheries and aquaculture sector. Again, these do not allow for compensation to be paid in respect of reductions in quota or market failure. The only EU state aid basis for compensation in respect of the impact of the conflict in Ukraine is the Temporary Crisis Transition Framework, the TCTF. Section 2.1, which covers fisheries, was extended recently until the end of December 2024. However, there are still restrictions on the type of aid that may be provided. For example, it doesn't allow for fleet tie-up schemes, which is one of the preferred supports requested by inshore fishers. Minister McConnell has explained to the inshore representatives that if we pursue a scheme on the basis of the TCTF, in addition to securing Exchequer funding and sanction from the Department of Public Expenditure, National Development Plan, Delivery and Reform, Ireland would need to have the scheme notified to the Commission, and the state aid process can take a number of months. It's therefore very uncertain whether we would be able to develop and implement a scheme under the TCTF before the end of December. I can confirm that Minister McConnell is progressing an inshore fisheries support scheme under the EMFAF. This scheme provides enhanced grant aid rates between 80% and 100% to small-scale coastal fishers to support onboard and onshore investments. It will also provide funding for inshore fishers to participate in inshore fisheries conservation measures. The scheme has been circulated to the EMFAF Monitoring Committee for adoption, and the inshore group such as the NIFF, NIFA and IIMRO are members of the Monitoring Committee. Once it has been adopted, it will be implemented by BIM without delay. Inshore fishers can also access support from the Fleet Safety Scheme and Seafood Training Scheme, both of which are open for applications at the moment. Department officials are working closely with BIM to identify what additional supports can be put in place within the constraints I've outlined, and I'm confident there will be progress on this in the next couple of months. Funding supports alone are not the solution to the challenges faced by the inshore fleet. Minister McConnell is committed to ensuring that the necessary scientific and technical knowledge and support services which underpin sustainable and viable inshore fisheries will continue to be provided by BIM and the Marine Institute. The Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine and BIM will be engaging with the inshore sector to develop a successor to the strategy for inshore fisheries sector 2019 to 2023. And this will provide an opportunity to fully consider the challenges facing the inshore fleet and identify measures to mitigate these challenges.
Thank you, Minister, and I appreciate you're speaking on behalf of the Minister for the Marine here tonight, but this response has been drafted by Department of Marine officials on behalf of the Minister, and it doesn't capture the urgency. I mean, they don't need. I mean, you don't need just increased grant aids for onboard and inshore investments. Like, we're beyond that. I mean, you know, there's somebody drowning here, and we're talking about giving them swimming lessons. No, that's literally, and I'm sorry to use the pun, but that's literally what's happening. You know, they could have fallen back in pollock to some extent in the past. That's not there. You know, and that's what we've been doing to the inshore. They haven't been given, the options that they would have had traditionally. Their traditional fisheries, and they've been squeezed more and more to rely on shellfish and now even that market. And I'm just going to, read out for the record here. You know, 18 months ago, brown crab was €4 a kilo. Now it's currently 160, 170 a kilo. No, prices of lobster have halved. Same with oysters and mussels. But of particular concern, shrimp in the recent past, now it's crab and lobster. They're disastrous numbers. One fisherman was quoted there recently in a media report, not enough media focus on this, talking about you couldn't give it away. You know, it's just like we're going to see an industry die here, and that is an emergency. And I don't get a sense that our minister and department are conveying to the European Commission the scale of the crisis. And there are global issues happening here. I mean, people point to we never really got beyond what happened during COVID. We never really got beyond what happened after Brexit. You know, there's so many market disturbances, the war on Ukraine and so on. So I just want you to convey, I appreciate you're not the line minister, but please have it conveyed. I'm sure the officials will watch back on this. This is a profound crisis, and nothing in this response tells me that the department gets how serious this is. I'm speaking, it's my job as opposition spokesperson to speak to fishermen around the coast. I'm telling you and telling everybody who wants to hear, this is an unprecedented crisis and we need urgent intervention now.
Thanks, Deputy. And I will raise this again with Minister McConnell, but he has met with the representatives of the inshore fishers recently and he is very aware of the challenges they face. He is committed to ensuring that we identify and explore all avenues available to us in terms of funding supports that may be put in place for inshore fishers. In saying that, we as a member state must be aware that while the EU Cohesion Fund provided to our seafood sector is of huge benefit to the sector, there are constraints to how we may use that funding. And as I said already, funding supports alone are not going to resolve the challenges that the inshore fishers are experiencing. There are a range of factors at play in terms of impacts of the cost of living crisis and choices made by customers and the sustainability and availability of stocks. As regards stocks, pollock, following the International Council for Exploration of the Seas, ICES advice, which has meant a bycatch only fishery this year, Ireland is actively involved with the scientific research to improve the understanding of pollock. The Marine Institute is taking a lead role in the next ICES benchmark process for this stock, which will be completed in the spring of 2025. While the preliminary results indicate that this extra information does not change the perception of the stock, the new model will give a more precise estimate of the state of the stock and improve short-term forecasts that determine when the target fishery could reopen. Minister McConnell and his officials will continue to work closely with the inshore sector in relation to progressing the measures necessary to support the viability and the sustainability of the sector, and I will raise this issue with him